And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 20th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of Josephine Winslow Johnson, born in Kirkwood, Missouri, 1910. When she was 22, she left college, helped out on the family farm. She also set up a little table in the attic, and she began writing short stories. And then she wrote a novel called Now in November, about an isolated farm family driven into poverty by the Depression. She was at home at the farm one day in 1935 when a reporter called to tell her that she had won the Pulitzer Prize. She was 24 years old. She went on to write 10 books of poetry, fiction, essays, including Circle of Seasons. She was a passionate environmentalist. And she wrote a memoir in 1969, The Inland Island, a month-by-month record of the ecological changes on her 37-acre farm in Ohio. It's the birthday of the playwright Lillian Hellman, born in New Orleans, 1905, author of many successful plays, including The Little Foxes and The Children's Hour. And it's the birthday of Jacques Offenbach, born in Cologne, Germany, 1819, who wrote the opera Orpheus in the Underworld, in which the gods and goddesses perform a can-can. He also wrote the tune that was taken for the American Marine Corps hymn From the Halls of Montezuma. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker, Patty's Charcoal Drive-In. First job in tight black shorts and a white bowling shirt, red lipstick and bouncing ponytail. I present each overflowing tray as if it were a banquet. I'm 16 and college bound. This job's temporary as the summer sun, but right now it's the boundaries of my life. After the first few nights of mixed orders and missing cars, the work goes easily. I take out the silver trays and hook them to the windows, inhale the mingled smells of seared meat, patties, salty ketchup, rich sweet malteds. The lure of grease drifts through the thick night air. And it's always summer at Patty's Charcoal Drive-In. Carloads of blonde and tan girls pull up next to red convertibles, boys in black T-shirts and slick hair. Everyone knows what they want, and I wait on them, hoping for tips, loose pieces of silver flung carelessly as the stars. Doo-wop music streams from the jukebox. And each night repeats itself, faithful as a steady date. Towards 10 p.m., traffic dwindles. We police the lot, pick up wrappers. The dark pours down, sticky as coke, but the light from the kitchen gleams like a beacon. A breeze comes up, chasing papers in the far corners of the darkened lot, as if suddenly a cold wind had started to blow straight at me from the future. I read that in a Doris Lessing book, but right now, purse fat with tips, the moon sitting like a cheeseburger on a flat black grill. This is enough. Your order, please. Patty's Charcoal Drive-In, a poem by Barbara Crooker from her Selected Poems, published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Staples. Staples offers copy and print solutions for businesses, from color copies to presentations to promotional products. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.